We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. Just about every one of us can say we love food. Some of us just love to eat it, while others love to prepare it. And many people have a great talent when it comes to cooking in the kitchen. But what is it that makes a good cook a great chef? Professional training. July is Culinary Arts Month, celebrating professional cooks and chefs across the U.S. We're lucky to have a unique culinary training program right here in our community. And this morning, I'm joined by Daryl Pobance, the Director of Culinary Education at Providence, and Charles Oakes, a recent graduate of the program. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Daryl, could you please tell us about Providence Culinary Training and how it came to be?
Yeah, sure. Thanks again for having us. So Providence Culinary Training, unfortunately, I think is maybe Winston-Salem's best kept culinary secret. We're trying to do something about that right now. We've been around for 15 years in the Winston-Salem Triad community, and we are a small, semi-non-traditional culinary program that is housed inside the Second Harvest Food Bank. And our program is aimed at job placement. So it's not just culinary skills that we want to teach our students, but we hope to teach them skills that put them into a position of not only their goal in the culinary field, but a livable wage within the culinary community of Winston-Salem or the Triad area.
How did Providence start?
So Providence started, like I said, 15 years ago by a gentleman named Chef Jeff Bacon, who is our executive director now. And he started this with the same concept in mind, the same passion and mission to help give skills to individuals wanting to get into the job force, give them the skills they need to take on a position that's going to pay a decent wage. But primarily focused on the community that is underserved, we still see to this day, individuals that maybe are struggling with homelessness or coming out of that, recently incarcerated individuals. So folks that maybe don't necessarily have the resources that others do to get into this field. And so that was the original mission for this culinary program.
Who are some of the students who make up the programs at Providence?
Currently, our students come from all walks. We have individuals that come in who recently graduated high school. They're not quite sure where they want to go, but they know they have a passion in culinary, or even individuals that left high school early, to, like I mentioned, the community that we originally started this program for, and then individuals that just have a passion, and maybe a lifelong passion in food and want to learn more, want to brush up their skills. And we're seeing more and more recently are individuals that are already in the industry, but they want to take it to the next level. Maybe they want to move up the ladder within their career. So they come to us to learn higher level skills that maybe they haven't learned in just their work experience.
And what does the program look like? What will they learn?
So we try to, we kind of coin it as a boot camp for culinary school. It's intensive 13-week program, and we meet Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 3, so it's a full day. And we start with the basics, basic cooking methods, French techniques, knife skills, how to hold a knife, kitchen lingo, the kitchen culture in general, all the way to catering skills, quantity food production, even some baking. We make bread. We teach how to make yeast dough breads, cake decorating. We also teach life skills, so resume building, interviewing techniques, things like that. So it's a wide range of things kind of compacted into a 13-week program.
And Daryl, there's actually a Providence restaurant and catering service. Tell us about those.
We don't have the restaurant anymore. Things have changed quite a bit with COVID. We do have a great catering department that is currently operating out of the Tanglewood Banquet Kitchen. And we also manage the Manor House there. And that catering department caters events all over the Triad. It is primarily staffed by our alum. And a lot of the, most of the proceeds from their profits go back into the school. So it's a pipeline for our students to not only be a part of our program after they graduate, but to also, you know, take on a well-paying position somewhere and carry on our mission. But it also helps generate some revenue for the school as well.
I do want to point out that one of the most compassionate aspects of Providence, and I just really love this about it, is the willingness to offer opportunities to those who have a criminal record. Because sometimes it can be really hard for someone, you know, once they get out of jail or whatever, to find anybody that'll give them a chance after that. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes that criminal record is just the first thing an employer sees, and then they shut the door. And we believe that, you know, everybody deserves a second chance, sometimes a third or fourth. And so what we try to do is sort of become that liaison for that individual. If you spend 12, 13 weeks with us, learn the skills, and we can vouch for you, we'd like to step in and be a voice for that individual to sort of reassure whoever may be employing them that they've proven themselves through our program, and that that criminal record may be something that is just a barrier to prevent, you know, to keep somebody out of actually succeeding and achieving their goals. So that is pretty much how this program was originally started, with that in mind, and we still carry on that spirit.
I'm speaking with Daryl Pobance of Providence Culinary Training. Daryl, I'm sure you must prepare a lot of food while you're learning how to do all this stuff. So what happens to that food that the students prepare in their classes?
Yeah, that's a great question. Most of it we eat, so it's one of the perks to being in this program. And anytime you work in food service, you generally eating is not an issue. So we tend to make enough food to feed the staff that works at Second Harvest Food Bank with us. So every day the students will prepare a buffet-like presentation, and we will eat it, and all the rest of the staff at Second Harvest will eat it. And it just changes day to day, really based off of where our curriculum is at the time, what skills they're working on.
I'd like to turn now to our other guest, Charles Oakes, who's a recent graduate of the Providence program. Charles, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about you and how you came to enroll at Providence.
I came to the program through going to the store one day, and I was talking about making a meatloaf in the store. And the lady was like, oh, I just talked to one of the guys that work at Providence Kitchen named Chef Tom Peters. And I talked to him, and he ran outside and got me a flyer and told me to come to the school and I would learn how to cook the right way of cooking. And once I got into the program, that was it.
So did you always want to be a chef?
Yes, I wanted to be not really a chef, but I wanted to show everybody I can cook at home as well, do like they do on TV, like Gordon Ramsay and meeting Chef Darrell and them. It's like being with a Gordon Ramsay, every day intense, just learning how to cook the right way and cooking where nobody would get sick at temperature and knowing what to do in the kitchen.
Now, you have recently graduated. What can you tell people that you got out of this program?
Out of this program, wow. I learned hospitality. How to talk to people, how to serve, how to really show people that you can do anything. You can be given a second chance. They will not turn their back on you. Me graduating has put me on a level of working at the number one restaurant in the state, which is Fratelli's Steakhouse. and probably be in the top 10 steakhouses in the nation. I am one of the chefs there now. Right out of culinary school, Providence has put me on that level from being a master barber to now working at one of the best restaurants in the state. So that's what you can get out of this program, for real.
That is amazing. What is it that you yourself, you would like people to know, people who are listening, you'd like them to know about Providence?
Providence will not turn their back on you. Chef Bacon, Chef Sammy Giannopoulos, Chef Darrow, Chef Tom Peters, Chef Charles, the Second Harvest team, all the food they make for the community meals. It's just a blessing to see how it's so much love in the food. It's like they cook it at home. What I would eat or you would eat, they serve it to everybody. Nobody's going to get second-rated food. It's the best coming out of the school, and the best love, and just the feel of being wanted and being well taken care of. And they're going to put you in a spot to where you're going to be, when you go out into the field, you're going to know what you're doing, and you're going to get a job, and you're going to make money.
That's just fantastic. Daryl, now that we've hyped up the program, tell us about your recruiting for the upcoming classes.
Well, we're always recruiting. We have a class that's starting August 1st. That class will probably fill up pretty quickly. So if anybody is listening that wants to sign up soon, I'd encourage to get in touch right away so you don't miss that opportunity. We also have another class starting September 12th. And classes will start every 6 weeks. After the September 12th class, we're projecting to start a whole new system with our offerings. And just to give you a sneak peek on what that is, we'll be moving into a new facility. The entire food bank will be moving. They're under construction right now at our new facility, but we will have an amazing state-of-the-art culinary training facility there that really will allow us to step up our offerings. So we'll be offering specializations in line cooking, specializations in baking, specializations in catering, as well as some barista training and front of the house server type training. And all that we hope to launch sometime towards the end of this year once we get moved in and settled in. So yeah, we're always recruiting. We're always taking applications and doing tours.
So the state-of-the-art facility, that just sounds amazing. So for anyone who's listening, not only are you going to get an excellent program, but you're going to get the top of the line, the best brand new stuff to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to work there. I'm excited for the students to be a part of it. It's going to be something like we've never seen before in this area. So it is a great opportunity. And if anybody has any questions, you can get onto our website at providencews.org. And if you click on the link Learn, it will send you down to a tab to inquire. And that will get you in touch with either myself or one of the individuals at the school that can get you set up with some tours of the facility. We offer them 5 days a week, questions about future classes, how to enroll, and all of those things.
Do you offer scholarships or any financial assistance?
We do, and we're lucky to have some partners that help with that. Goodwill Industries, as well as Forsyth Tech, both offer some scholarships to cover the cost to come here. Both of those routes you can find information on their websites with Goodwill or Forsyth Tech, or we can also give you information if you contact us. But not only do we offer scholarships, and we do that in-house as well. If you can't find a scholarship through one of those outlets, we also offer in-house scholarships. But one thing that we will be offering this class starting August 1st, and hopefully into the future, is we're going to offer a stipend to all of our enrolled students. So what that means is if you become a student and you come to class and you come to class on time every day, we will be paying out up to $150 a week per student for the entire 13-week program, which is something really exciting to offer. It's brand new. We were able to secure some grant funding that's allowing us to do this. So not only do we offer scholarships and financial assistance, but we'll be able to offer that stipend now starting August 1st.
That's great. And how do you assist your students once they've graduated from the program?
So like I mentioned, we try to place our graduates into positions as soon as they're ready, coming straight out of the program. The last week is an internship with a restaurant or a chef or a kitchen in the industry, in the local area, which typically is a working interview. And so they'll go, they'll show their skills and hopefully land a job with that internship site. If not, or if that's not where they want to go, or if that place isn't hiring, we will, we have numerous partners throughout the community that are always looking to take in new graduates. So we will help place them in a job there. And, you know, once you go through the program, become part of this family, we like to, you know, we see them as lifelong family members. So all of the resources that are available to them as students are still available to them after they graduate. We have a social worker that works with our students who can also help point them in the direction they need to go in when it comes to social services and things like that, and that's always available to them. Mentoring, just general advice. I still get phone calls from graduates every week just asking me a question. What should I do, or how do I do this? So it's we keep the doors open. We're always willing to help out as much as we can. We really want to see all of our students succeed, and sometimes, you know, 13 weeks isn't just quite enough, and so we're always here for them.
So say that someone is a graduate of your program and they start a job, and then 5 years down the road their restaurant closes. You guys are still there for them and you can still help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but yeah, you know, I've been in the program for almost 2 years, and I have met individuals that graduated 10 years ago that have come back to the school or made phone calls to talk to us. So, yeah, we are here. And we also call in our graduates to be guest chefs for the classes that are active. They've come in and helped with events, whether it be catering or just special events. Like if you have a food truck, you're going to be the first on our list to call if we're having any kind of event and we need some assistance. So, yeah, once you become part of this family, that's it.
What does it mean to you and the students at Providence to be connected to the Second Harvest Food Bank?
Oh, it's amazing. The Second Harvest Food Bank is just an amazing group of people with really the same mission in mind. We want to offer up, you know, assistance to, well, everybody, but in particular the underserved community that oftentimes just gets neglected. And so it is great to work with Second Harvest. In fact, Second Harvest is what drew me to this position. I used to volunteer for a food insecurity or nonprofit, and I would come to the food bank to help pick up food to distribute out to seniors. And I knew then that was something that I always wanted to incorporate into my life and my career. And I knew Chef Bacon for quite a while in the culinary community. He's been around for quite a while, and he's very well known and very well respected. And when I made the connection between the food bank and what I was doing, helping low-income seniors in the community with nutrition and food insecurity, and what Chef Bacon was doing, I knew that was the route I wanted to take. I wanted to be a part of that. And so I believe that spirit is shared by a lot of our students and our graduates, and definitely the employees that work for both Second Harvest and Providence.
And one more time, how can people find out more about the program and getting enrolled?
The best way is go to providencews.org and click on the link Learn, and it will give you a pretty good description of the program. There are some tabs at the bottom of the page that will give you options on what class you want to join, when those start dates are, and also a student inquiry form. If you fill that out, I will get an email and we'll reply back to you with all the necessary steps to get enrolled, how to sign up for an open house. And I encourage anybody interested, at least get on there, send an email out to do an open house. And like I said, we do that 5 days a week. We do a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. And we'll show you around the school, we'll answer all the questions that you may have, and we can sign you up for a class right then and there.
Would each of you like to share some final words about the Providence Culinary Program? Charles, I'm going to let you go first.
For example, when we first started, the empty bowls, I think we raised the most money. I think we raised $250,000 just in empty bowls. Chef Darrell, Chef Charles, Chef Tom, Chef Butch, all of them made soups, and they were excellent. People came by the droves. I've never seen nothing like it before in my life. The program also, I worked the Paul McCartney concert. I was one of the chefs there through the program, Chef Bacon. His connections are impeccable. I mean, this man is, oh my God, he, Chef Sammy Giannopoulos, Chef Eric Aft, I mean, Mr. Eric Aft, the whole team at Second Harvest, everybody. It was just a beautiful program. They're going to put you in the right spot. Mind you, I'm just straight off from being a barber. From Magic Touch Barbershop, Mike Gaither, thank you. I just basically straight off the street, and they just put me in the program, and now I'm at the best restaurant in Winston-Salem. I mean, it's just amazing what the program can do for you. And it's just, you know, a service for everybody who wants to join the program. They're going to pay. And mind you, when I was in school, we didn't even get paid for going to school. Now they're paying students to go to school. That's how serious the program is. They want you to learn. They're going to pay for you. And you said something about 5 years down the road, are they going to still be with you? They still with me now. I'm on the radio show talking with Chef Darrell and talking to you. So it's a blessing.
Well, Charles, I love your enthusiasm about the program.
Thank you.
And Darrell, what would you like to say, your final words about the Providence Culinary Program?
I would just like the community to know that we are a culinary school for everybody. Doesn't really matter your background, whether you're brand new to the culinary field, if you just have a passion for food and you want to learn more, if you want to increase your marketability in the industry, or just trying to learn some more skills, you know, as a home cook. We see students from across the board, so we're welcome to everybody. Reach out, come take a tour, see what we're all about. And if it fits your goals, then we'll get you enrolled.
A delicious meal doesn't just happen. Good chefs have to have good training. The Providence Culinary Program, in partnership with the Second Harvest Food Bank, offers opportunities for anyone to turn a love of food and service into a successful career. Darrell Pobance, the Director of Culinary Education at Providence, and Charles Oakes, a recent graduate of the program, thank you both so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
And once again, for more information offered by Providence Culinary, please visit providencews.org. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today. If you have a cause or organization that you'd like featured on the program, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's C-H-A-R-L-E-Y at 987simon.com. You can find this and previous interviews on our website. Go to 987simon.com, click on the podcast tab, and look under Simon On Demand. This is Triad Today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.